I think each position group kind of has its own area. I mean, but just overall, you know, offensively, we need to get first downs. We need to score points. I mean, it's basic stuff. And defensively, I think the secondary knows they didn't play very well. I thought we had some decent performances in the front seven when we evaluated the tape, but just too many. And it wasn't just any one player, but it was just too many issues on the back end that led to, and that's where you get beat the quickest. If your front seven's playing well and your back end's not, if it's flipped, you can survive a little bit. But if your secondary's not playing well, and we did not play well as a secondary the other night, then you're going to have issues. Not sure, but I would think it's going to be, we're hopeful that it would be less than a quarter, but it could be in and around that, depending on how it plays out. I don't think it was anything that came as a surprise to him, but I just think that's a good lesson for him to learn. You got to show up each week and be focused and ready to go. And he had a good week. He showed it against Washington, against a pretty good group of wideouts, then took a step backwards. And that's something that he'll know, especially when he's playing opposite of Joe, there's a tendency for more footballs to come his way. Yeah, he's bounced back this week. I mean, he's came out here with a good attitude of practice. He was fine in the meetings. I think the secondary coaches, those guys, handled it well. And hopefully, we'll see a better performance Thursday. You know, that he needs to test his limits more. I think he kind of played off, and that hurt us in some of those third down situations where this is of all times, it's in preseason. Where go ahead and challenge and see where you stand with guys. One of the things is a lot of times you need that guy to be on a third down back. And I think that he has just the short area quickness, and even though he's a small guy, he proved it in the game. He's not afraid to stick his face in there in the pass protection stuff. So it's not much of a separation, but if, like I said before, if I had to handicap it, I would put him ahead. And I think the reps, I think the way that Wilbert and Kyle have played those guys, I think that bears it out too. We're very pleased with where Chris is. Not to take anything away from Craig, but I think they both played well enough to merit being starters in our different groupings, and I think that's always ends up being a plus for you on special teams as well, because then they're sharing jobs in defense and could play a lot for Chris Tabor. I think he's just he's cleaned up some of the little things. I think his footwork, his awareness. We really preach to our guys to kind of take that picture of the opponent pre-snap. We're real big on gathering pre-snap info. What's it telling you? What are the line splits telling you? What's the formation telling you? What's the alignment of the fullback, the depth of the tailback, split of the receivers, all those things come into play. And I think he's done a good job of that as far as recognizing, hey, am I getting run here? Am I getting pass? Which way is the run going? And I think if you're smart, and it's not just with Craig, but as an entire defense, that you can get a pretty good feel for what you're going to get. But I think he's one of the guys that's really bought into that and has done a nice job with it. I think we would, when Dez gets healthy, which we're hopeful is fairly soon, is I could see those two kind of sharing that job, and then that way they're both health, they're both fresh on third down. I think in an ideal world, if you can kind of job share on early downs, guys that you expect to be pass rushers, I think it's very difficult for a pass rusher to play every single snap. And I'd rather, if a guy is an elite pass rusher, I would rather work his reps backwards to forwards, work them on third down, work them on second and long. And that way you're guaranteeing that you have guys that have fresh legs in the fourth quarter. Yeah, we do. I mean, as I already answered, we'll get those guys back. So we'll have Joe back, and we'll have Buster should be able to practice this weekend. And then with Gilbert getting more live game reps, I think that'll be beneficial for us. So expecting Trufant back as well. So we'll getting those guys back will definitely help. So we're confident that group knows that they didn't play to our standards the other night, and they're looking forward to bouncing back on Thursday.